This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
It's epic music, because this is an epic broadcast. I'm just so honored to be amongst the other men and women of every race, color, and creed who have the light of liberty in their eyes, and who have red blood, and who desire freedom. America is a great jewel, hijacked by globalists. They've used our great nation's treasure and ingenuity and will to build a planetary government. Now they wish to shut down what's left of the Republic and enslave us once and for all, and I got news for them. We've only begun to fight, and all over Europe and all over the world, people are seceding, they're pulling out, they're saying no. Globalism is in great crisis. I know they bought out the churches the last 200 years and told everybody that, you know, it's the end of the world and evil can't be beaten, but truth is, evil will be beaten until it's God's time to let it out of the box one more time. Going back to Mr. Hagman, he's going to stay with us the rest of the hour to take your phone calls. Our reporters are going to be popping in at the bottom of the hour. But just hearing what Joe Biggs was saying, I'm going to get a final comment from him. But Doug, really, he crystallized it. This is a coup, a counter coup, whatever you want to call it. This is called the death throes of the Republic. Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's the reawakening of the sleeping giant to know that the most awake, I cannot hammer this enough, the most awake people are the police, are the military, that the globalists count on to enforce all this. And the fact that they've been persecuting them to try to intimidate them into line, they miscalculated like Tokyo Rose. The intimidation didn't work. It only pissed them off. And so they've just been calculating the best way to stand up against this. Is that a fair way to say it?
Yeah, I think so. And I think neither one is really mutually exclusive. I think that we're seeing a coup, the counter coup. And perhaps some of this, to some extent, Alex, maybe it was, there was a plan, much like Cloward Piven, perhaps, to overwhelm the system. You know, we're seeing a lot of assets here domestically being sent out to quell the riots, the disturbances that are orchestrated on the other side.
Well, they're so, clearly trying to bankrupt things.
Yeah, absolutely.
They admit that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I think in general, yeah, you're absolutely 100% correct. And I'm amazed at the information that you're developing that seems to substantiate what we're getting as well. So it does seem like there's this awakening taking place, and I hope it continues. But what do they have? What are they going to counter with, I suppose, is my question.
That's the big question. We're going to talk about that after the break. Joe Biggs, what do you think they're going to try to counter with?
Well, it's the Force Awakens. Think about this. We have this force that has been the government, and you have this dark side that's dominated for so long, and now we have this potential presidential candidate that can really come out and shine through, and a lot of these people are now the light side of the force is coming out and seeing this, and they're starting to expose a lot of things. They're coming out. The email I got last night from Homeland Security, OGA, all these different entities emailed me last night with different information confirming what it is we've been talking about the past few days. There's a great awakening happening, and everyone is now seeing that there's finally a chance that they can come out without being persecuted. They have a voice now.
Everybody has to move at once, then they can't get us all.
Yes, we need to come out. We need to come out with this information.
Mass wave information warfare attacks.
Roger that.
Well, hey, I want to salute the folks that hack the Democrats. They're criminals. I want to salute the folks that hack Soros. I mean, and listen, this is only the beginning. This is only the beginning, isn't it, Joe?
Oh, this is only the beginning. The information I'm getting every day, I'm getting data dumps, people sending me stuff, just waves of information coming through. Now that we've come out with this information on Sunday about Hillary Clinton with the Secret Service, more and more departments, more and more people I know are reaching out with information. They want this to come to an end. Most people do not want Hillary Clinton. That's like in the 90 percentile. Everyone wants to see patriotism thrive. They want to have freedom, and we do not need another Clinton in the White House.
I mean, we got a weirdo Nazi collaborator trying to get people to go out and burn stuff and shoot police. I mean, give me a break. All right, Joe Biggs, we'll talk to you and the rest of the crew. We'll talk to Rob Dew and Jakari Jackson. Jakari first.
We got the Trump rally tonight. We got the Trump rally tonight, too, at 7:30. That's going to be in West Bend, just above Milwaukee. So we'll be there tonight covering that as well.
Great goods. We'll have some live coverage on the nightly news. Great job, crew. We'll talk to you in 30 minutes. All right, Ja'Kari Jackson coming up in 30 minutes. We're going to take your phone calls and talk to Doug Hagman straight ahead. He's going to ride shotgun with us and co-host for the rest of the hour. Then Paul Joseph Watson from London, England, always a firebrand of key intel. He'll be joining us. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. What do you think about what we're talking about? Do you agree? Do you disagree? Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
And now kicked off, hour number three, Paul Watson. Another fresh horse in the fight comes in at the start of the next hour from London, England. We have the founder of the Northeast Intelligence Network, co-host of Hagman & Hagman, Doug Hagman, our guest, a guy who... I mean, his sources, back before any of this even started, he laid out the whole battle plan from his FBI and DHS sources. And I've just got to tell you that I don't lionize our government, our federal government, and the things it does. I think the DEA has been caught doing horribly unconstitutional things, some other agencies. But this is our country. We have a bunch of multinational globalists in the middle of it trying to bring it down. So we can reform stuff later. We can fight with each other later as Americans. We're not going to have a bunch of foreign globalist weirdos like George Soros in here playing us off against each other like we're a bunch of idiots. I think that's the message we got to put out here. And the people that don't get that, even some libertarians and conservatives that see the excesses of government and police and see police as the representation of government, celebrating cops being shot in the back of the head, and I do see that sentiment out there, is the stuff collapses are made of. And the type of people that talk like that, I guarantee, are the ones that when the rubber meets the road aren't going to raise a rifle up to defend their family or this republic. I'm doing everything I can to fix things peacefully. I'm doing everything I can so people know who the real enemies are in this country, so they don't kick off a civil war and then we all kill each other and do the globalist job for them. I'm going to explain this one more time and go back to our guests and the calls. The microcosm of the confirmed emails that Hillary, and when we got this from sources, I was like, she's that bold? And then it turned out to be true. They had buses coming in, paid for by Move On and other groups, that's Soros, with Bernie Sanders shirts on, given a lunch and like $50, depending on which city it was. They put them up in hotels to attack Trump people and then to say Trump was at fault and Bernie was at fault. That is a microcosm of the civil war they want to start in this country with, between citizens and local government. It's stupid. And it's them playing their enemies off against each other. The globalists aren't against this country. They want to bankrupt it because they can't compete with it. We're under scientific military attack. New emails are out showing Soros directing the UN and Peter Sutherland how to flood Europe and use it as a political force to bring down the nations. I can't exaggerate enough to describe how bad this is, okay? Because reality is much bigger than what I can say. But we're up against cold-blooded evil. So, are there a lot of issues, a lot of problems in this country? Absolutely. We'll fix those problems after we've defeated the New World Order. Because it's the big enemy that wants you poor. I'll guarantee you, your local government, if it's not New World Order run, some of them are, it wants you to be prosperous and successful. For all our problems, Americans like to be successful. And I'm not going to sit here and watch them blow this country's engine, because they've almost done it. Mr. Hagman, other points, the awakening, tricks they may pull, and then I want to go to phone calls, my friend. Hagman and Hagman.com, thanks for joining us.
You know, thanks so much for having me, Alex. I think you just really summarized it very eloquently. What we're seeing right now is the plans that have gone awry. You know, the globalists can make the plans. They have their objectives. We laid them out back in 2008, 2007, 2008, and again in 2011 into 2012. The 2012 election went to Obama. So, of course, there was no necessity at that point to really pull the grenade pin on anything of detriment, you know, to burn the house down back then. But now we're facing an entirely different, they're facing an entirely different scenario with a lot more people who are awake. And I think this is a race right now. It's an information race as well as a war. The more information that gets out there, the more people are saying, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. We know there's something wrong. But then, of course, Alex, you're going to have people, and I think we see it, the people that you could have Hillary sacrificing children on the White House lawn, and they would find a way to spin it or to approve it or to to cover it up. But having said all of that, I think right now, today, and in the days, weeks, and months ahead, I think we're looking at a very volatile situation domestically and globally. And I think it's incumbent upon us as truth tellers and truth seekers as well to get the information out there to inform as many people as possible and to be very alert and aware of what could happen and to really expect the unexpected, as I said earlier. I think a lot of times, and I look back in my investigative career, anytime I've ever had a problem, it usually comes from someplace I never thought it would come from. You know, it blindsided me, never saw it coming. So I think we have to kind of watch that as well. Watch what we're not seeing, perhaps, what we don't really expect. And I think that's our greatest.
They can release some type of bioweapon.
Who knows? Yeah, yeah.
They could. I mean, there's anything they could do.
Yeah, and I do believe, Alex. I think that the fact that you've got these tens of thousands of Muslims coming into this country to balkanize America, to water down our culture, our language, our borders, as Michael Savage says, to really take over, change change the makeup of our country, I think is part and parcel to this. But the ISIS factor as well. They're not finished with ISIS. They're not finished weaponizing.
Well, obviously, they brought in 5 million there. It's probably millions here they're covering up, saying it's tens of thousands. We know that's not true. It's tens of thousands in Austin, Texas alone. How do they think they're going to get away with more jihad attacks than ever before when they're the ones that brought them in, and then they take our rights as a counter to that? I mean, clearly, they've got some big plan for forcing all the jihadis in. Soros talks about political opportunities. What does he mean by that in this new email?
Great question. Interesting concept. The opportunity. I think any time that there is a problem, a crisis, a situation that is who said it? Rahm Emanuel. Never let a crisis go to waste. I think any time that we have or we're faced, or the country that is faced with a situation that is problematic, I think that it could be spun into something different. For example. We've got this massive problem with Islam in terms of the attacks over in Europe. If that happens here, there's going to be pushback. How do you handle that pushback? You don't go after the anti-Islamic speech. You go after the entire religious speech. So you neutralize Christians, for example, in that case. So any event, whether it's a shooting or a beheading or an attack.
That's the admitted plan. No, I mean, they admit in Europe, they just ban all free speech, period.
And there you go. So to me, I believe that's the written implementation, the written plans of the implementation of that larger, again, think bigger.
Well, they've admitted global government is in trouble, from the Washington Post to the Financial Times of London. And folks, we should do a whole show asking listeners, what type of curveballs could they throw? What type of tricks do they have up their sleeves? That is a really great point. And I'll tell listeners this. You with your smartphone, or you with a camera, wherever you're at, videotape everything when there's a terror attack. Videotape everything when there's something weird going on. Get it out on the internet, and citizen analysts, will look at that and keep catching them, because the establishment is scared at how much humet just regular people have, how much human intelligence is out there. Folks, you're just as effective as anybody in history when you decide to take action. And I'm telling you, because I'm not the smartest guy around, and I've done a lot 21 years on air. Take action, know what we're facing, realize what's going on, reach out to people, and we're going to defeat this new world order. Let's go ahead and go to some phone calls here. Who's been holding the longest? Let me say Islamic rule in USA, DNC leaks. Let's go ahead and voter fraud, cell phone photos of polls. Trump and Hillary. Who should I go to first? Who's been holding the longest here? Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in Arizona. You're on the air with the founder of the Northeast Intelligence Network, Mr. Hagman. Go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Please just give me a minute. I'll be very brief. 100% way to end voter fraud. Everyone take your cell phone into the privacy of the voting booth. Take a photo of your vote for Trump. Post it to a website with your zip code. You could create a simple website. Also, those vote protector people. We can actually change the entire paradigm.
Sure. It's just organizing, coordinating all those people. The bigger thing is exit pollers in the 10 battleground states. That's what Trump's doing. But yes.
Well, yes, that will work. Also, it would be verifiable. It would be instant. And there, if you could just get this pushed out, maybe the Drudge could carry it. If you get enough people to do that, it's instant, verifiable with a zip code and a photo. I think it would change the entire paradigm of exit polling.
Some collated. Okay. There's a lot of collation data stuff there and regionalization and tracking and verification. And then you'd have security issues and ID issues and integration issues and re-up feed collation issues. But point is, we need exit polls. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, I know, but I'm just saying, if there's zip codes attached to just a photo of a vote, and there's always those little codes on each photo, but I also want Trump to think big ideas of getting us back to the moon, back missions to Mars, and I'm sick of people referring to America's heartland as the Rust Belt. That's a pejorative against our country. I think Trump should really take offense to that. I personally do, and they should be renowned as America's industrial heartland again, instead of just being referred to as the Rust Belt, and they act like that's just the normal.
No, I hear you. I hear you, Ed. I appreciate your call. Really good points. I'm not poo-pooing what you said. It's just actually trying to organize that, and then everybody takes a photo and sends it to a site with a zip code. Then how do you visually scan that and collate all those? I mean, that Mr. Hagman?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Wow. Anything digital, in my view, right now could be manipulated, and that certainly could be corrupted. We definitely need to have some sort of verification.
We need exit polls, and we need poll watchers there to make sure we don't have people voting repeatedly.
Yep, I agree.
I mean, folks, I've talked to the top election fraud experts. That's what needs to be done. I'm not poo-pooing what the caller's saying. He's going the right direction raising this problem.
Well, it goes back to, you know, the judges, the ID for voting. Come on. I mean, how simple is that one issue?
The Democrats in a bunch of states are trying to pass laws to let illegals vote.
Sure. And vote early and often for the illegals. Absolutely.
They have illegals now doing recruiting drives. And again, I can't go to other countries and do that. I'm not thinking, why do you hate these people? I don't hate them. It's organized crime. God, Lord. Here, let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Michael in Tennessee. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
First of all, I just wanted to address Mr. Hagman. He was talking earlier about Hillary executing kids on the front lawn of the White House and that they would find a way to make it okay for her. Why not just call that extreme late-term abortion?
Actually, we've gone out on the street in California and Austin and told liberals that Hillary or Obama wanted to kill kids up to three, and they agree with it, and say it is late-term post-birth abortion. So that's actually not a joke. And Islamic State, when they were cutting little kids' heads off and a video came out, they said it was an accident. So she would just have to say it was an accident, and then it would be okay.
Oh, of course. You know, somebody told somebody, and that somebody disappears and gets killed, and it's all an accident.
But see, no matter what, no matter how extreme you say, they're already doing it.
Of course. Another thing I wanted to bring up real quick, I was doing some reading earlier on Wikipedia under New World Order, and believe it or not, they mention Alex Jones not as a liberator of truth, but as a right-wing agitator. And I just find that amazing that they take people who are giving the people what they deserve, truth, informing us.
Where was this? And where was this?
If you go on Wikipedia on New World Order and go down to where it says modern conspiracy theories, it labels you as a right-wing agitator.
Yeah, you know, somebody ought to do a piece on that because the world government has been announced. I mean, the Pope's calling for it. End of borders, global taxes. We should be getting awards for, you know, talking about it 20 years ago or Ron Paul 30 years ago or Ronald Reagan 50 years ago. We don't. We get ridiculed because we were right, Doug.
Yeah. I mean, Gary Allen, in his book, None Dare Call a Conspiracy, which you've got on your website, absolutely. I mean, this has been out there for a long time. And I find it really interesting. Now people are developing some level of, I don't know, guts, I guess. You know, now that the ice has been broken, to come out and say, okay, I guess you guys were right, meaning you were right when you were talking about this.
Well, you too, brother. I mean, hell, it was like, I was like 3 years old and had my dad sitting around the coffee table talking about this. So I'm certainly not. I'm a late comer. Go ahead.
No. It's just it's interesting to see how this is all really developing and playing out. And it's interesting to see how each one of us, and I really believe this. Anyone that's listening to this program or watching this program, you've got the opportunity to change the course of history. And if we don't do something right now, I don't believe we're going to have another chance at it. We have one chance, and the chance is now, and we need to take action. We need to think not of ourselves, but of our children and of the legacy which we're going to leave behind. That's just my personal view.
Absolutely. And look, Hillary Clinton has got over $100 million the last 2 years alone to her foundation from Gulf states. That's what we know of. That throw homosexuals off buildings, that chop women's heads off if they talk back to their husband. And then I got to be lectured how I'm against a woman because I don't like Hillary. It has nothing to do with what's going on between her legs. She's a monster. And I'm just so sick of being told I'm sexist or racist when really all I'm guilty of in my life is spoiling everybody around me. I'm so sick of it.
Exactly. You know, and I think we're going to see ties too, now that you mentioned this, and we're going to see, as these emails become even more prolific, exposed, you're going to see ties where the Saudis, really, Hillary Clinton has been on the payroll of the Saudis. She abused her position at the State Department, as you write and point out. She has all of her aides, Huma Abedin, Cheryl Mills. You're going to see all this lawlessness, but being paid for by foreign entities that include but are not limited to Saudi Arabia.
Totally illegal if you or I did it.
Right. Oh, yeah. We'd be, yeah, exactly. We'd be in a
we should be.
Yeah.
And you know, that's what's crazy. I mean, not getting into the cops' mind, but let's look at their position for a while. And I know they're the front of the state, kind of the problem. We let the state become this, but I'm out there going to a Black Lives Matter communist event. Cops had just been shot days before. Cops, on average, don't get shot that often, but it's still a dangerous job. But what is dangerous is going to a Black Lives Matter rally. And I imagine I'm the main target there. I go and I do it. And it just put me in the mindset for like 30 minutes of being a cop at one of those rallies where you're out there in the middle of a square. Anybody can shoot you. And so all I'm saying is at least have a little bit of empathy. And if we have empathy for the police, then they're going to listen to us and we can reform what's happening when bad politicians are trying to twist the police. That's why they don't want us to get along with the police. They don't want the citizens to be interfacing with other citizens.
Right. And, you know, you're going to have bad apples in every group and every demographic.
There are plenty of dirty cops.
Yeah. But what you're saying, and again, I'm right there with you on this. We have to look at how we are all of us are being gamed by these globalists, how they're managing, well, mapping and managing the human domain. Where have we heard that before? As an aside, you know, this Tavistockian influence over our language, over what we say, over this is not
freedom. Our elite is allied with the most scumbag communist and radical Muslims you can imagine. They're bad people. We want a change of management. It's our country, and you better back off New World Order. Let's go ahead and talk to Kristen in California. She says she's a poll worker on voting. Kristen, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I was a poll worker in the California June primary, and I estimate that 50 to 60% of voters voluntarily showed their ID when they came up to vote so we could look them up on the roster. We didn't ask, and we couldn't by law, and people don't mind showing ID, and I am in the most liberal area of California you can imagine, and people still don't mind showing
ID. Sure. What do you make of Stanford Research Institute finding that Bernie Sanders was the winner and was defrauded? That's the Hill newspaper and Reuters.
We certainly saw a lot more Bernie stickers out here and Bernie signage in California than Hillary stuff, I'll tell you that.
Wow. Other points you'd like to make as a poll worker?
I think it's important for people to go out there and volunteer. It's a long day, but it's worth it, and you get to see who comes in, you get to watch your neighbors, and you get to watch the poll workers, too, and also the poll watchers. A lot of liberal groups send in their people and demand to see their roster every hour we update, and they, you know, get real snarky about it, but we need to have conservative, good people in there doing that work, too. It's good public service.
It certainly is. Well, I've been a poll watcher myself. I've been an exit poller. I haven't done it in probably 18 years, but I'm going to do it again this year. We're going to be here covering it live, but I intend to go out myself. I'm going to pick a precinct, and Texas is key because it's probably. But they're even saying Texas is going to go Hillary, Georgia, Utah. Who believes any of this? I mean, these polls are completely backwards. I think California is even in play for Trump. Or do you think otherwise? What are you seeing, Kristen?
Well, it seems to me that California's going to go for Hillary and that the Trump people are embarrassed and afraid to even pronounce it. There are no Trump signs around here. People are afraid that they're going to get vandalized. I wouldn't put one on my lawn. No way. You know, they'll trash my house. So there's
that's been happening. That's been happening.
I don't want to get involved in that, but, you know, Trump is the better of the two. Hillary, no way. Can't have it. Don't do it. A no vote is a Hillary vote. So people, go vote Trump.
Absolutely. People voting for Green Party or Gary Johnson. And I've been a big libertarian. I've been about building third parties. But I've interviewed Gary Johnson like 15 years ago. Different guy. And, man, the times he's been around, the last few times, they asked, hey, you want Gary Johnson on? Even before he ran for president, I went, no, I don't want him on. Because he'd been here in studio. I'm like, hey, man. He's just like, thank you. Alex, go to speak. And just like a robot. And, I think Gary Johnson has gone over to the dark side. What do you think? What do you think about voting third party, Doug Eggman?
No, you know, in a perfect world, in a perfect society, well, even in a non-representative republic where there's no electoral college, yeah, maybe in a democracy, but we're not in a democracy. We're in a representative republic. The rules are different. So you're talking about viability, and I think that any other vote outside of what we have been given, the cards that we've been given to play, would be a mistake. So you're either
absolutely. Well, you got two bad candidates sometimes for president. Then go third party to build a third party. And I've helped build the Libertarian Party. I mean, I've really helped them. Now I see them just turned over to like some kind of globalist organization. I'm really ashamed of the Libertarian Party right now, Doug.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's just, I mean, TPP, some unelected secret corporate thing. Oh, it's free market. No, it's not free market. Corporations can conquer you just as fast as government, Gary Johnson. Maybe I should get Gary Johnson on. I'll tear the living hell out of him. I mean, I am sick of him, man. He's there to make sure Hillary gets in. We're going to come back with more of your calls. Our reporters on the ground at Doug Hagman. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Is the recession really over? Is a bigger one on the way? Will our next president lead us to prosperity and peace, or will it all fall apart? Our modern world is unpredictable and unstable. Are you ready for what comes next? What if the worst happens? Will your family have enough food? Willing to gamble that nothing bad will ever happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. September is National Emergency Preparedness Month, so order your no-obligation free sample and for a limited time, get an unprecedented 25% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for up to 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call now to take advantage of this limited-time offer. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
He mentioned it earlier. I think they still sell it. It's come back into print by a private publisher. None Dare Call a Conspiracy by journalist Gary Allen. His son went on to found Politico and joined the dark side of the sign of the New World Order. But I'd already read a bunch of history books by that time. I was a history buff. I didn't read really fiction. I read fiction at first until... I mean, I was like 7 years old, and I was reading the Star Wars trilogy and one paperback that my dad, you know, had got episode 4, 5, and 6. So I was reading adult science fiction and stuff when I was 7, 8 years old. Really good reader. Wasn't good at spelling or math, but I've been a good reader. I mean, I was reading like a, you know, 8th grade level when I was about 5. And I suddenly started reading history books, and they were just so entertaining. I remember being about 10 years old, my mom's going, you're reading Nietzsche? Do you understand that? And I'm like, not really, but I'm into this. And then I read None Dare Call a Conspiracy, and I already had so much history when I was like 13 years old that everything clicked. And that little book tells you basically everything, how they run it, how the scam operates. It's like a 200-page version of Tragedy and Hope that Quigley wrote from the position of the globalist that's 1,100 pages long. And so I grew up not having some victimhood. It was just kind of like I knew there was a global government being formed in mega banks and that all this was being set up. And I had family that was in different secretive black ops and stuff. But that was just kind of like family that did something secret. I didn't really, you know what they were doing. But then I knew that when I talked to them about stuff when I was like 13, 14, they'd be like, that's exactly right, kid. That's how it all works. And that's who does it. And then I went to college and heard all this anti-American garbage all day and world government being pushed. And I was like, whoa, it's happening. I forgot. I knew all this, but I'm living it now. I'm going to fight this. And by the time I was 20 years old, had an Access TV show. By 21, had a radio show. By 23, syndicated to over 20 stations at that time, close to 200 today. And what I want to say to new listeners or people or folks that make jokes at MSNBC, you can sit there and choose sides, but at least be conscious about it. Don't lie to yourselves and say you're not signing on to an evil corporate world government, because that's what this is. And I take it personal that a mega corporate world government's being set up that thinks of me as a slave. I'm not rolling over to it. And that's what Doug Hagman's standing up against, and that's what Ron Paul stands up against, and Donald Trump, and Matt Drudge, and all these other people. But we're just focal points of a larger global movement to want to have local control and self-determination. People say, oh, well, global government's just the next level, like Star Trek. You go from hunter-gatherers to agrarian to city-states to nation-states to empires to regional empires to global governance. But who runs the global governance? It's not like we phased into this over 100 years and it's democratically done. This is done by very anti-human people. I want to go to Ja'Kari Jackson in Milwaukee to talk about this, but Doug Hagman, finishing up, you're going to be riding shotgun with us. When did you start learning about the New World Order?
You know, I was a late start, Alex, unlike yourself. It took me quite a long time, well into my adulthood. I don't think I believed, although I knew what you were talking about. I knew about it. I don't think I really believed it until really right after 9/11. That's how late of a start I got. At least I saw it happen. And I saw, as we were investigating through our network of investigators, the Islamic terrorist websites and such, I saw we kept running into good guys. We kept running into FBI and CIA agents in these chat rooms. And then it clicked, and I thought, oh, wait a minute. When we can't tell who the good guys are from the bad, well, then we've got a problem. And everything that came, everything that you had been talking about and everything that we'd learned or I'd learned or read about, then I realized, okay, now we're being gamed, and I realized how vast and how epic this game is. So I'm a late upstart.
Well, I don't blame people not, you know, wanting to think America's still America, but this is corporate. This is a system we've not faced before. It's not a foreign country. It's a globalist operation. And you think about how the article right here in my stack, how the Communist Party, USA, admittedly the local police chief is saying, came in to the town, communist group members in Milwaukee to help revolution. And you look at how, you know, one cop shoots another cop, one black cop shoots another black cop. It's clearly not racial. Now some people are saying this cop might be dirty and had a bad background. Who knows? The point is, why does the media then give this all this attention? Why do we cover it? Well, we've got to cover what the media is going to do. It's literally just to divert attention away from the larger political things that are unfolding. And Ja'Kari Jackson is there on the ground in Milwaukee. Tonight they're going to cover a Trump rally in a nearby suburb. And Ja'Kari's been there since last night observing. Thank God things de-escalated last night. What are your observations, Ja'Kari? Because to me, so many times statistically, just like cops killing people is very low, I think overall the civil unrest if you compare it to the rest of the country, is pretty low. But the media hyping it and saying it's good, that's my concern. What do you think about what's happening?
Well, since we got here last night, things have been very calm. We came last night. I didn't see any National Guard on the street, even though they are in the area prepared to be deployed if necessary. But thus far, if you look around right now, it's a lot of ATF. They're new. Last night, it was mostly the sheriffs and the PD, but the ATF is now out here investigating the scene. And actually, I read across this interesting article, Alex, where they were talking about the ATF is offering a $10,000 reward for information for some of these fires that have been going on in the community. This is one of the more notable one, but there have been some other things that have been going on in the community as well. But right now, everybody's very calm. The people we've had a chance to speak to since we've been here, they've been very positive. They're people from the community. They say they don't like this type of activity. Many of the people were very encouraging. But we saw one man, we'll go put the report up earlier or later, where he said that he was trying to teach the kids how to drum, or another lady, she's like, well, we have all these after-school programs and summer programs to keep the kids out of the streets. So there are people trying to do positive things here, but unfortunately, the violent minority gets the bulk of the media attention.
Well, Gary Haben was here yesterday, Jakari, and he talked about the fact that when he was in Louisiana after the police shootings, that all he saw was basically black people, and also a few white folks or pink folks, whatever you call them, out there with signs saying, Jesus loves all the children, let's come together. No media attention to that. And I forgot that some of our reporters have been out in other areas of the country seeing the same thing. So, again, there's a media agenda to really hype division here.
Oh, yeah, because we go all around the country. A good example of that, what you're talking about right there, is when the shooting happened in Charleston at the church. And we went out there, it's right in front of the church. The many people who were out there who weren't even necessarily religious or spiritual, they still were out there coming in community, coming together with the community and also with the church and standing by the people in that area. You know, there are no mass riots, none of the kind of stuff that we've seen here or places like Ferguson. I think the worst thing that happened while I was out there was a statue got spray painted. That was it. So, you know, it is possible for these things to come out to a peaceful solution.
Sure.
But for whatever reason, sometimes they do not.
What do you make of the media's agenda then? Why do you think they're trying to stir this up?
Well, I guess they were trying to stir it up until they started getting targeted. But since
oh, yeah, some of the media got attacked up there, didn't they?
Yeah, people had rocks thrown through their windows and all kinds of stuff. And since then, I guess they've stopped hyping it quite a bit because actually we were flying in. We got in late last night and we were looking on our phones trying to find some news. We couldn't find any news. It was like everybody pulled out. Then we got here. It was just us and, you know, maybe one or two other guys out here covering the story. So they've really eased up on the way that they're covering it. And to a large extent, you know, things have cooled down. And you've seen the result of that.
Now, since you got there, you may not have seen this, but you guys are great news hounds. More George Soros emails hacked. They're clearly behind the immigrant waves to destabilize Europe, the U.S. They admit the whole plan. This is a political operation. We already knew that, but wow. What else has to come out on George Soros, Jakari?
Well, I think the problem is a lot of people don't understand that they're being manipulated, you know, because you're intellectual enough to understand this, but a lot of people don't. You know, they just hear, you know, the slogans or, you know, whatever it is that he does to entice them, you know, come out here and protest, get paid $50, whatever the fee is, and they go out and do that. They don't really understand the man that they're operating with, and then I think if more people understood that, they would be more apprehensive to sign up with a guy like George Soros.
I just can't believe there's a real live comic book character that's, like, worse than stuff I read in comic books.
Yeah, he's not a good guy. That's what I was thinking. If people understood who this guy is, you know, because they may have various issues in the community with, you know, this group or that group, but if they understood who that individual was, I think a lot of this stuff would cease very quickly. And of course, you got the agitators, you got the communists who come down to various communities, try to stir stuff up, and they're always going to do that. But they wouldn't have as many people following them if they understood what exactly the agenda was.
Sure. I've studied Joseph McCarthy pretty in-depth. I mean, I'm not a super expert, but I probably read, it's not exaggerate, 10 books or more about him from enemies and supporters. I've looked at the congressional record. The Soviets in the last 20 years, you know, as that empire declined, have declassified a lot. Turns out he was right. A lot of elite foundations and things in the U.S. and England and Europe, France, were funding the communists. So there was that back-and-forth deal. They were kind of using Russia to go invade countries that they couldn't convince Europe or America to do. So as soon as McCarthy figured that out, that's when they shut him down. When he wanted a police state to basically harass communists on the ground, you know, the government was okay with that. But I got to tell you, when communists say they want to overthrow our system and put us in forced labor camps, and they're always the ones out pushing the violence, I mean, at a certain point, it's like the KKK. It's like, okay, you have a right to exist. But the minute you call for violence, I want you arrested. I mean, it's the same thing. But like, it seems like the communists just get away with whatever they want. And at a certain point, how long do we put up with, like, heirs still walking around, not in prison, Jakari? I mean, when is a group a foreign agitating organization? I mean, Russia has banned Soros inside their country. I can find no fault with that. Do we just let these groups do anything? Is there any point at which these groups are no longer operating under the law, Jakari?
Well, you know as well as I do, Alex, a lot of people come out here and agitate those who are some of the most cowardly people that we see, whether it's at the abortion rally we went to or other things that we experience.
Communist again.
You know, skinny college kids who want to come out there and kick up stuff. And then when you stand up to them, they just run away and go hide back in the cave and crawl over trash cans in their skinny jeans. But the issue is that they are so popular amongst, you know, whatever group of people who think that they're in the right. They feel very empowered to go out and do these things. And that's what the issue is. If they understood how ridiculous they are, and I think a lot of them will look back at those videos, you know, 10, 20 years from now and be quite embarrassed. But for the time being, they think that's the thing to do. And it's almost a social problem that they think that this is the way to help the country by burning
it down. I agree with you, but I don't care if it's a right-wing group or a Klan group or a Hispanic group or a black group or a communist group or a whatever group. When you start, let me ask Hagman this and come back to Jakari. Doug, you know, you've trained thousands of police officers, FBI, you know, with your intelligence network group. I mean, obviously, there's a point where it's fired, and I'm all for speech, for free speech, 100%. But when you start organizing, if I organize, which I don't want to because it's not effective, I don't want to do it. If I started organizing the type of things I see communists doing or BLM doing or the George Soros white kids getting off the buses saying bang, bang, oink, oink, dead cops, deck the halls with dead cops. When you're there at an event calling for dead police, you're not in free speech. You're organizing an event. If police were running around chanting, let's kill citizens, I'd say arrest their ass, you know. I mean, there's a certain point where the left is allowed to do things nobody else is. And again, I'm not mad like, I want to organize violence. Why can't I? I don't want to organize it. But I watch them doing things that is calls to action, organizing violence. They have a name for it. It's racketeering, isn't it?
Well, of course. I mean, on a federal level, you've got the crimes code at the state level, too, and the local level. You're seeing this being violated, flagrantly violated by these groups, whereas if you and I did this, it would be we wouldn't even get off the ground. We wouldn't even get out of the planning.
If I called for this stuff in 1 hour, the police would be here.
Right. Exactly. So and this is, I mean, certainly this is how we see and how we can identify the infiltrated.
We can see the Justice Department is protecting it.
Of course. Right. So, I mean, this seditious activity that violates the federal, state, local laws that can be stopped isn't stopped. And I guess
you get the word. It is sedition.
Traitorous, sedition, whatever. Absolutely. Because you're talking about overthrowing the government. You're talking about murdering of innocent people. You're talking about conspiracy, the actual act of conspiracy with others to engage in seditious acts. So all of this, this is pretty clear. It's pretty basic. What we're seeing.
We're facing foreign multinational billionaires engaging in fomenting seditious rebellion and overthrow of our country, just like Soros has done in dozens of countries. I cannot believe he's allowed to operate. Jakari Jackson, I keep going back to Soros, and he's emblematic. He's only one of these kingpins. Carlos Slim, with all of his weird corruption, all the corporate welfare he gets, richest man in the world, runs Mexico. He owns the New York Times. He's pushing gun control here in America. People go, "Whoa, are you against him because he's a Mexican?" He's not even a Mexican. He's Lebanese. I'm not against Lebanese either. The point is, he's a parasite. He wants my guns. And what is he doing in my country being the number two financier of gun control after Michael Bloomberg? I'm fundamentally pissed, Jakari.
Well, absolutely. People don't like this. I think we see more and more people waking up to this. Actually, a video that we're going to post here in a little bit. Well, actually, I don't know if he said this on camera. We were talking to a lady a little bit ago, and she may have said this after we got off camera, but she was saying that you guys need to be prepared. She's like, "What are you guys doing to get prepared?" And Big said, like, "We got food, we got bullets, and we got water." And then she gave us a high five. And it's just a normal lady here in the community. She doesn't, you know, she's not an extremist or anything else, but she understands that you need to have a means to defend yourself and also a means to provide for yourself.
I was about to say, there's a total distortion along so-called race lines, when it is true, we're all one race. We all got red blood, all the same genetics. At the end of the day, our differences is less than 0.1%. It's all cosmetic in the spectrum of humanity. But when you look at this, the average person just wants freedom and just wants to have a future. And that's what's so sad and what makes me so angry is that our enemies play us off against each other because it's the only way they can win, Jakari.
Yeah, that's what they do, divide and conquer. That's their best strategy. If they understand that people unify, they understand that people can put aside these petty issues like they did in places like Charleston, they won't have these big riots. And,
notice they shut the media down once it showed whites, blacks, Hispanics all hugging at prayer vigils and coming together. As soon as that happened, they just shut that coverage down.
They said, well, that's not what we came here to see. Like you said, they don't want to see the people, thousands of people across the bridge out there in Charleston hugging, singing songs and all that. And I think if more of those things could happen and get the good publicity, then a lot of these things would stop.
Absolutely, Jakari. Well, thank you. We're going to come back and do one segment with Rob Due, with Mr. Hagman as well. So we're going to get the news director's take on what he's been witnessing. And more straight ahead. I have not plugged this hour. All I'm going to say is 20% off the natural defense. Living Defense is simply amazing. This is a detox. This is a system that goes after the parasites that are in most people's guts, and it's really helped myself and others. Your purchase funds the operation. And Amerigeddon, the film, you can get it for $19.95 exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, now on DVD. Get a second copy and get two of my films free. So check out those specials at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com, shop with the good guys. That makes it all possible. The New World Order hates this model of not operating off sponsors. The networks do. Your local stations do to support those sponsors. We operate self-funded with great products at InfoWarsStore.com.
There's nothing convenient about shaving. Overpaying for razors, running out of shaving gel, using old blades because you forgot to pick up new ones. That's gonna hurt. The nicks, the burns. But now, all that's changed, because now there's Harry's. Harry's makes shaving better. We take the stress out of it. No more shaving with old blades, running out of lotions and gels, or paying an arm and a leg for blades. With Harry's, we deliver everything you need for a quality shave right to your door, at a fraction of the cost. At Harry's.com, you can order what you need, when you need it, or sign up for one of Harry's flexible subscription plans. Harry's is so sure you'll love their shave, they'll send you their popular free trial set. It comes with a great razor, their world-famous blade, and shaving gel. Plus, they'll throw in their soothing post-shave balm, also free. Just pay a minimal shipping charge. So take shaving into the new era and start enjoying it for a change. Just go to Harry's.com right now and enter code RADIO67 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code RADIO67. That's Radio 67.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
imagine being one of these people, minions? Having to have a sick feeling inside your soul? Not war game things. I look at things from the perspective of the enemy. When I get in their perspective, ugh, it does not feel good to my soul. So don't fear he who can kill the body, but he who can destroy the soul. I want to take some phone calls here with a little bit of the next hour with our guest, Hagman and Hagman.com. Check out his own radio and TV show. It's excellent. Just amazing information. Very humble man, Doug Hagman. Smart guy. A lot of great sources. Paul Watson taking over in about 15 minutes from London. But let's go to real quick to the news director, who's also running camera. Rob Dew, what is your takeaway from what you're seeing happening there in Milwaukee? The Trump event coming up tonight. We're going to have live coverage here on the Nightly News, 7 o'clock Central. Rob Dew.
Well, Alex, I just want to make a point here of what you were talking about earlier, how the media wants to see death and destruction and exploit that. Jakari, turn the camera over here. You got three mainstream media cameras, and they're all pointed at the burnt-out building. Now, we did shoot some footage of that earlier, but all of them are pointed over there. We're over here. Our backdrop is people having picnics, getting along, coming out here, trying
Rob
to make...
Rob, dude, this is a first. How delicious is that toothpick in your mouth right now?
The toothpick?
I'm not even mad. I just love how laid back you are with a toothpick in your mouth. Go ahead.
I don't have a toothpick in my mouth, but that's all right.
You do have a toothpick. I see it.
Well, if you want to make a point of it, I'll get real close. This is sunburn from...
Oh, my gosh. I apologize. It was a distortion. I'm not mad at you. I love the fact you have a toothpick. I think I'm going to start broadcasting with a toothpick. Sorry.
Big. Yeah, I've been dealing with it all day. Or for the last 3 days.
I apologize. I was not bitching at you. I thought it was funny.
No, I'm just... I just wanted to show you.
Hey, I look like Bob's big boy. Hey, does it not look like a toothpick in the distance?
What I'm trying to do is hide it. Like this?
It's okay. It looks tasty, actually. So, is it caramel flavored?
You got people out here, Alex, selling water. You got a group out here drumming, trying to raise money for their group to go out and perform. This guy's one-man army is trying to take kids off the street, teach them a skill. You know, he was a high school drummer. He's like, I'm going to take kids off the street.
I love it. So all these people that want to help and stop this are coming to bring joy.
Right. Exactly. And so maybe it takes an event like this to wake people up and break people out of their trance. Sometimes you need events like this. But I just think it's very interesting how the mainstream media is all focused on the building being torn down and, you know, not talking to the regular people out here. It's just my observation. From the people we met last night to today, all of them had a biblical message to add to what they were saying. And I think that's pretty important that we have to start looking at God and his message and what's in the Bible to find guidance and direction in these things. Cause people are running around without guidance and direction. And this is what you get when you don't have guidance and direction. And a lot of people are saying it's the adult's responsibility to take control of the kids to make sure, you know, they're
absolutely
not sitting
out there encouraging them about all this. You know, we can deal with the police later, but how about dealing with the ghetto problem? Because, you know, that's an issue and the poverty's getting worse for everybody. It's a very sad situation. Well, you're going to be there tonight. Tell folks where this is taking place with Trump.
Yeah, it's going to be at West Bend. I don't have the exact address in front of me, but we're going to be there. We're actually going to leave here in about 15 minutes and head up that way. We got some videos to upload, some stuff to put together. And, we're going to see if there's any rollover from this. Maybe the operatives have come in and they're just waiting to spring on Trump because last night it was pretty quiet here. The police had this place locked down. We went to another location that they were going to be at. And it's going to be in West Bend at the Ziegler Building in Washington County at the Fair Park and Conference Center.
That's about 45 minutes away.
West Bend, Wisconsin starts at 7:30 tonight. We're going to be there in less than 2 hours. So we want to see all the people out there, hopefully nice, positive event. But if there's agitators out there, we will get them on film and we will expose them.
Well,
like we do
you are awesome. And I meant it lighthearted about the toothpick. I didn't realize you had a big sunburn spot. So I put my foot in my own mouth. Great job to you and the crew.
All right. Rob Dew reporting from Milwaukee, Wisconsin for Infowars.com.
All right. We're going to come back in 70 seconds, take a few calls, get final comments from Mr. Hagman, and then we're going to hand the baton to Paul Josephine Watson. Paul Joseph Watson, while I'm having some fun. You know, I love the crew. We all just joke with each other behind the scenes. Infowars.com, the new world. I don't want that website out, folks. We are teleprompter free. Remember that.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.